Since about 2008, gas workers have swarmed the Marcellus Shale region of Pennsylvania. The increased demand for housing has led to a building boom, but also rising prices and homelessness. The state offers funding to help communities cope. The program has been so successful, non-shale counties want it in. In October, legislators found a way to make that happen. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff has more.
It's first thing in the morning, and Ramona DiMassimo has already claimed her spot at one of the desks in the computer room.
It's habit for me. I don't get anything done. I had it in a half hour ago for breakfast. Well, I haven't made it yet.
DiMassimo and her dog Elvis used to live in a mobile home. She couldn't afford necessary repairs, and sometimes the heating bills. DiMassimo resisted moving into low-income housing, expecting the worst. But Memorial Homes, a new low-income apartment building in Williamsport, surprised her. The apartments are large, clean, and well-maintained. There's a gym, full-time staff, and...
We have a community room. We old hens get in there and cackle.
Getting Memorial Homes built and sprucing up the surrounding neighborhood has been on the county's to-do list for years. Kim Wheeler is the Deputy Director of Planning for Lycoming County.
So we've had great visions, but we don't always have the resources.
The county was able to invest $2.6 million into the project thanks to an unlikely source, fracking. In 2012, the state levied an impact fee on each natural gas well. The proceeds went into the Pennsylvania Housing Affordability and Rehabilitation Enhancement Fund, known as the FAIR Fund. Liz Hirsch of the Housing Alliance of Pennsylvania says the money was to help communities deal with the sudden influx of gas workers.
Some of those communities had homelessness for the first time in their history. They saw apartments going from $300 a month to, $3,000 a month.
Over the past 4 years, $35 million of the fund has been distributed to 37 counties. Some of that went to solving the immediate housing crisis by building homeless shelters or providing rental assistance. But many communities use the funding to fix all kinds of housing problems that had been around long before the gas industry. Wheeler of the Lycoming County Planning Office says a lack of affordable, accessible, appealing housing is not limited to Marcellus Shale counties.
You know, whether it's Sunbury or Williamsport or Mount Carmel or, it's a similar picture, and it's really scary to think about what's going to be in 50 years because we just have so much old housing stock.
In October, a bill passed the legislature expanding FAIR funding statewide. The Marcellus Shale counties will still get all the funding from the gas well impact fee, but all 67 counties in the state will be eligible for funding from a new source. Hirsch of the Housing Alliance of Pennsylvania explains.
The revenue source is future growth in the realty transfer tax. What happened is that with the crash, the realty transfer tax proceeds went way down because people weren't buying houses for a few years there. Now it's going back up.
Here's how it works. This year's realty transfer tax income is the base. 40% of any additional income in future years will go into the statewide FAIR fund. The fund will be slow to build, but could distribute up to $25 million a year in time. All that without raising taxes or cutting other programs, which explains how the bill passed the entire legislature with only one no vote. It's not perfect, though. The realty transfer tax relies on a strong housing market. If there was another crash, assistance would dry up right when counties needed it the most. But Hirsch says this is a case of not letting the perfect be the enemy of the good.
If you don't have a place to live, you can't really hold a job, you can't really do your homework. If we don't have that basic human need, really nothing else can fall into place.
She thinks FAIR funding can help counties provide that basic human need. It's already helped the residents of Memorial Homes, like DiMassimo.
I'm so proud of myself because before I moved here, I was on a lot of medications. And I'm not on anything anymore because everything just fell into place.
She is working on quitting smoking, but DiMassimo is not going to let perfect be the enemy of the good either. And for her, things are finally pretty good. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.